Willkommen to the show. Das ist The Jam Show. The Jam Show. Guten Tag.
Welcome indeed to The Jam Show. The most popular jam-based podcast in all of Germany.
Hello, Roger.
But it might be true. It might be true.
I think we might get sued by another GM. Sorry, by saying that. No, we are the greatest.
We may start a turf
show. Number eins in Deutschland.
Well, this is why we need to create an email address so that we can receive threats, challenges, you know. Okay, guys, we need to pick a security question for the Jam Show Gmail account.
How many listeners do we have for our show?
Write my own question.
From where is our most dedicated listener?
Hurry, he'll get it. He'll get it.
He'll start getting into our account. Sending out death threats to people in our names. Okay, so, dear listener, you may now contact Jim Jack at Jam Show with two J's, of course, at gmail.com. You know, with whatever.
Is it the Jam Show or is it just Jam Show?
Just J, double J, AM, show, Jam Show. Jam Show.
Jam Show.
Yeah, so, yes, feel free to send us your feedbacks. Feedbacking.
The Jam Show is nicht so good.
Well, look, guys, I'm trying to kick things off here. Last week, certain naysayers, won't name any names, Alex, Mark, and Jack, claimed that potentially ants couldn't take over the world. And I said, let's all do some research and come back next week. And I can say with a fair degree of terror and confidence that, yes, ants could take over the world. I'm a little bit worried that they might already be trying it, to be honest.
Are you talking about the super colony?
Well, amongst other things, yes, the Argentinian ants mega colony, which stretches across three friggin' continents.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, that's not a big problem. They found a 100-kilometer-wide super colony of Argentine ants under the city of Melbourne. It just, like, they're ridiculous, right? There's a species of ant that has taken over Christmas Island.
But when you say taken over, do you just mean there are a lot of ants?
I mean to say they form super colonies on it and have killed off.
When you say super colony, you just mean.
Well, this is what I'm saying. This is not like mega intelligent ants. This is just regular ants doing ant stuff, right? This is them using their like three neurons. But apparently they've like launched a genocide against the red land crab on Christmas Island, which has completely ruined the ecosystem and is like creating massive holes in the rainforest and stuff because of cascading, you know, effects of the biological disruption. And apparently now they're like swarming up trees and like killing, you know, infant birds in their nests and stuff. You know, it's all really nice. Like, you know, I don't think ants are a threat at all. What?
No, but also,
yeah.
Though.
But I think what's the worst they could do? I don't know. Apparently, they can spray formic acid at you, which can blind you.
Yeah.
No big deal. Whatever. But I mean, ants have got, like, you know, suicide exploding chemical bomb ants. Ants have been known to enslave.
Okay, you're banned.
I'll never press that button again, I promise.
Why did we put you in charge?
Can I just say, when you say there are suicide bomb ants, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, there are these ants,
when
right?
When they die, they release a little bit of goo.
No, they
like harm a cricket, you know? Like when you say they're taking over the crabs aren't like Spartan. You know, there are a few dead baby birds.
No, okay, first of all, they killed 20 million crabs, all right? That's a fair few crabs.
Did they kill them with their bare hands, though, or just, like, by sort
of... No, well, that's the thing. The crabs have this, like, exoskeleton armor, right? So you'd think, like, crabs, what's going to happen to them? Oh, the ants spray formic acid all over the crabs until they eventually just die.
Wow.
From being acidically poisoned. So imagine, if you will, okay, if ants, you know, become super intelligent, not unlike in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. They were just like, you know, just all of our crops would start dying. Cities would sink into the sea. Anyone who resists will be subdued with formic acid and then enslaved by ants that already have a long history of enslaving other species, you know, to toil away in their underground sugar mines. And I'm talking about you, Outdoor Overlord. Remind them that as a popular celebrity in Germany, I could be useful in rounding up at least one German person to help them with their best of world domination. Schopenhauer said, "The bulldog ant of Australia affords us the most extraordinary example of this kind of endemic, quote, will to live." And basically just goes on and on about how they, even when you kill them, they still fight on and try to, like, kill shit even though they've been cut in half. Which, you know, is something that humans do also. Oh, wait, no, they don't. So, you know, I'm just saying, if all the ants get together, they've apparently, all they have to do is dig under all of our cities, which they've already done.
No, wait, apparently, for that to be a problem, right, you're suggesting that it's a problem that if we cut them in half, they'll still be able to fight, right?
Well, what I'm saying is that ants have no fear, all right? Like, no, you know, the problem, average human soldier, when confronted with, like, a swarm of army ants 20 kilometers wide consuming all in its path, we'll probably be a little bit worried. Whereas the ants are like, whatever, do your worst. I don't give a shit.
No,
they're just like, they're
the
just like
the fight against the ant is definitely not that we can squash them. Like, that much is clear.
Yeah. We're not going to be fighting them with scissors.
It's not what's stopping them.
Come here, you damn ants! I can cut you.
If you're blinded by formic acid and starving because they stung our corn and wheat to death. Okay. We all agreed if ants were going to get smart, then it would be a problem. Because they're not going to just, like, they're not going to, like, confront us in a pitched battle, right? It's going to be just one day you wake up and suddenly ants are just fucking everything up.
What does give them Africa?
Suddenly ants are in, like, NORAD, in the wiring.
They can have fucking Africa. There's enough problems there already.
If it came to diplomacy, that would be sweet.
It's like, you know, we're just like, yeah, we'll just get in our tanks and shit. And the ants are like, oh, no, we'll just nibble away at the wiring. Everything breaks.
Get in tanks to kill ants.
I feel like we're totally getting
it. Are you imagining, Jim, that the ants get super smart and we get super stupid?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, if I'm an ant, I'm like, sweet, I'm just going to disable all the electronic devices in the world by just, you know, just send in a few thousand ants to leap onto, like, you know, wires and shit and bite them until they break, and then we
none of
done.
That matters. I'm gonna wear stampy shoes and goggles, right?
Yeah, I'm sure ants can't see very far. I don't know much about ants, but I'm pretty sure
it's not true. The bulldog smell, ant has exceptional eyesight.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah,
how far can it see?
Well, I don't know how far it can see, but apparently it has very good eyesight and can,
for an ant, which is like 30 centimeters.
Say exactly how good it is, but that's regardless. Ants don't rely on their ability to see; they rely on their apparently inexplicably massive intellect, which they suddenly, you know, achieve.
So, in the case of an ant apocalypse, how much do you reckon a can of Mortine would cost?
Yeah, fully.
I imagine by
the going rate, be like $1,000.
Yeah, might be using legal tender. It'll be all like, you know, probably. You'll be bartering, like, you know, some Cheetos or some sort of stand-in currency. People
Cheetos
be like,
are the stand-in currency.
That more team. People are like, dollars don't mean anything. This is ant country, buddy.
Yeah, okay. 10 packets of Cheetos for that Phantom 14.
Got any fucking sugar? Then we can talk.
PCP.
All these sugar traps around the place.
Yeah, but the ants, remember, the ants are super intelligent, right? The ants are going to be there going, well, what do you think, Roy? It's a big pile of sugar in an open area. Think of the trap. Fuck that shit. Let's just leave.
But those, wait a second. What's over there? Are those Cheetos? Cheetos. This big trap of ants.
Yes, and a horrifying vision of a world powered by Cheetos. Cheeto Index. Anyway,
long
story short, F all you guys. Answer a serious threat to human planet. I would just like to say that I've never killed an ant, and I'm a friend of the ants, and I hope they remember that when the time comes.
Have you really never killed an ant? Like, intentionally?
Never. I never would, because, you know, I fear them.
What happens when you get bitten by something? What do you do? Do you not slap it? What do you...
oh, well, if I get bitten by, you know, mosquitoes, I'm like, yeah, just die. But ants present a possible threat to all humans now. So, you know, I'm just getting ahead of the game here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, whatever, guys. I'll still be doing this podcast long after ants have taken over.
Well, I'm going to take the risk and still slap them when they bite me. Yeah. And have a happier life because of it.
I think Jim's just wussing it. I'd just like to say that I'm a friend of cancer. Cancer, my friend, if you ever see me around, it's cool. We're down. Come live in me for a while. That's fine.
Just not forever.
You're just allowed to couch, sir.
My body's for rent, not for sale, buddy.
3 months max. I think my own opinion is that ants, no species alone could do it, but maybe like a coalition between the ants and some other ant, like the ants and the ties together. If they
the ant, and the ant tiger. And like, can you imagine the what would the negotiations be like? Like, you know, the ants are just like, yeah, man, all we want is the Cadbury factory. Anything else, it's all we want.
Well, I'm going to be like, I don't know. I guess humans should ally with like spiders then, and right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the spiders. You can't trust a spider. Come on. For some reason, I think spiders are untrustworthy.
All right.
They're selfish creatures.
I know. Okay, you're bad nothing spiders, but you're just like bigging up ants.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah. Ants are awesome.
You pick your alliances so badly, man.
Fuck you guys, man.
Pod Jam's the best show around. Pod Jam is the best show that I have been a part of.
It's called the Jam Show, bro.
My fucking hell.
Jack, you said that you would have a threesome with Harrison Ford and Sean Connery, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
That's amazing.
What, would you not?
I actually watched The Last Crusade the other night.
Is it strange of me to do that?
It's very strange, Jack.
Not like now. Like, you know, both of them. Like, I get Sean in the 60s and maybe Harrison in, like, you know, the late 70s. Not now.
There's so many questions I want to ask about
that. Yeah, like, do you even, does their consent count or you know, like, what the hell, man?
Well, yeah, sure. Where did that come about? Did I mention rape in my threesome fantasy?
I'm just saying, how could Sean Connery and Harrison Ford conceivably agree to this?
Well, this is a fantasy. Union. Natalie Portman's not going to consent to anything either, but, you know, she can also be in my actual threesome.
Please, no details.
Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, well, yeah. Was that a guess? What did you know that already?
I thought that's what we had this discussion.
I must have told you that already. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's my.
Okay. Story. See, the best would be the face of Natalie Portman on the body of Scarlett Johansson. That's the holy grail.
Oh, well, that's a bit of meat. That's extra meat.
What?
Adding meat.
Alex. Are you accountable?
Natalie Portman's like skinny and petite, and that's like, you know, basically she matches, whereas like Johansson's a bit like meatier.
She doesn't have a meaty face.
Not in a bad way.
You describe all women in like, you know, culinary terms.
She's a prime.
She's very spicy. Quite well seasoned. She's delicious and crispy.
Oh, your piquant. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
You just roll her in pastry and bake her at medium heat for 2.5 hours before
wearing her skin.
Oprah, but al dente. Jam show.
Jam show.
Jam show.
It is the jam show.
We talk about jam. We're all back. Okay.
Yay.
Guess what? I just remembered that I saw an interesting news story this week, which will be of interest to our singular German listener. And I'll just give you the once over, right? So apparently, there's this cow that's escaped in Bavaria in Germany, and is basically roaming free. This is a BBC. I'll quote the BBC directly. Yvonne has been roaming free in the Bavarian forest since escaping from a farm near town in Mühldorf, however one says that. in May. So this has been on the run for like 2 fucking months. Yeah, this is the Jack Kimble of cows. She bolted in front of a police car. Officials now say that she poses a danger to traffic, and hunters have permission to shoot her.
What?
Right? Yeah. So really? So activists have been trying to say, I don't know who I think is worse though. So activists have been trying to re-ensnare Yvonne by using an infrared camera. They've found her like secretly grazing at night and then like running back into the forest in the daytime. And then it goes on to say, previous attempts at luring Yvonne back to captivity include bringing Waltraud, a cow with whom she was best friends, as well as her own car, right? So clearly we've got a cow here who just loves fucking freedom, right? Yeah. Cow just doesn't want to be in a farm. She's like, fuck the police. Just want to live in the forest and be free. And they're bringing her whole family and friends out. And they're going, hey, Yvonne, come back in from the forest, so we're going to turn your own children into delicious veal cutlets. But now they've hit upon, this is their newest idea, is that they want to use Ernst, the breeding bull, to get her, to lure her out from the forest using sex appeal. I just like the fact that she escaped into the forest in May, and then since then her only act of endangering anyone has been running in front of a police car, and then immediately they're just like, we got to shoot this cow. Like, it's a bit over the top, I must say.
Do they shoot wild animals that run onto the road?
They're like, oh my God, it's a cow. It's got something in his hand. Get it. Shoot it. So I don't know what's going on with the crisis so far. Last update was at 5:30 on the 13th of August. So I just hope she can stay free. Don't give in, Yvonne. It's all part of their sinister plot. Fences, you know, yeah, you don't want any of that. Anyway, that's my ridiculous news story of the week that I discovered.
So this is what I was thinking about earlier this week. I think dissertations in a discipline should be more practical. Criminologists should have to, like, solve a mystery before they... and, like, you know, psychologists should have to, like, cure someone of a mental illness.
So, like, the criminologist, you know, it's like, in your final exam, I've murdered 20 people throughout the city. I've each been assigned a body. Obviously, you know, I did it, but I'd like you to be able to tell me.
They have
how
to find the cow or something, you know? Like, I noticed you was here because of her tracks. You know, just solve a mystery.
All right. Well, yeah, okay.
I think a cryptologist should have to write the dissertation in Windings.
So hard to crack. First you have to control That's A.
More then, of a test for their tutors than anything. Yeah, sure, man. It was fantastic, trust me.
Quick question. Does anyone know what Windings are?
Man, there's like Windings 1 to 3, though, and they're all different. That's what confuses me.
Is it as if one wasn't enough? People finish Windings 1 and people are like, it just doesn't look right. I try putting it in italics, try making it bold. We need a whole new font. Someone's looking
back
up.
In the day for them. Coming up with new fonts, and someone just decided to come up with like ridiculous.
So I have to say, Jack, Alex, I like your idea of the practical dissertation, but I would be personally very worried if I go into the operating theatre. All right, what's the student number? Okay, it's really good. How many times have you taken this exam? All right, okay, first time. Well, good luck. Obviously, anything where he survives is a C or greater. If you actually remove the tumor, you know, that's a B. And if he can do it without his blood pressure dropping below, you know, X number, that's an A. If he dies, shit, will you be back next week? You know, just retake the exam.
What do you think, say, a practical history?
Well, obviously, time travel. You know, as a history student, I have to tell you that I spend a disturbing amount of time thinking, like, about the pragmatic difficulties of time travel. to various times. Like, you know how people always like, if you could live in any time, when would you live? And people always have these, you know, elaborately pre-prepared answers that they're like trot out. Like, I would live in 6th century Greece.
Let's do a round. Can we do a round for this question?
Sure. Works for me. A tourism company is set up, and they call themselves Time Tours Incorporated.
I'd like to go meet Jesus.
Any era in history for 2-week holiday, where would you go?
Jesus. I want to go see Jesus. I want to go see if I can see Jesus.
You would die. Sorry, but you'd just die.
Okay. Probably.
Damn it, Jim's just gonna like.
Yep, you die again.
I don't know. I like swords and stuff, so I'm just gonna say.
You would die.
Damn it.
Like, sorry, go on. I don't mean to.
All right. Okay, Mark, just do your dying era.
What era would you most like to die?
Pick your dying era.
I would most like to die in the medieval time. No, I would least like to die. I would most like to die in the Garden of Eden.
Okay, but you would probably still die. Because, you know, think true. About it. Like, imagine this, right? Like, God makes Adam and Eve, and he's like, okay, two people on Earth. He goes away, makes some tea, comes back.
Mark's there, fully clothed. You're in trouble now, boy. What's this, an iPad?
Do you have a ticket? Like, where's your backstage pass?
Can you tell us why we're going to die at least?
Okay, so Jack's going to go back to first century, the Levantine coast in the first century. Doesn't speak any Latin, Jack? I don't think so. Speak any Aramaic?
Fine. I can sign.
Can't speak any of the languages, okay, to begin with.
What's a tour?
It's no, like, you don't get.
You don't have to make friends.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna ride around in a cover bus.
But you've got 2 weeks, Jack. What are you gonna eat?
Whatever they provide me on my tour. Wait a minute. Whoa. It sounds like we're thinking the situation completely differently.
Okay.
So you mean I just suddenly appear there, unclothed.
So you're walking down. You're just like, yeah, I'm gonna go.
This is the worst tour of us ever.
Yeah, I don't like this tour anymore. How do I get there? Am I like naked Terminator style with a little lightning storm around me?
Let's imagine you can take an overnight bag.
You like that.
How are you going to avoid, Jack? How are you going to avoid being stoned to death as an evil wizard? And people just won't like the look of you. You know?
Yeah, everybody knows. You're going to go
into Jewtown and like the Pharisees are all there and you're like, oh, sorry, I don't have a beard, guys. Didn't shave, cut my hair on the temple. It's fine, though. You guys are pretty reasonable, right? It's the first century. No one's going to take offense.
I can't even grow a beard. I would have been in trouble even if I was born back then. Well, where would you go, Jim?
I would go to the 1980s. Yeah.
Well, that's a waste right there.
No way. You're telling me you wouldn't want to go into a movie theater and watch Star Wars on the big screen?
It's like telling a kid you can go anywhere in the world and the kid going, I'm going to go 10-pin bowling. It's like, No, you don't understand. You go to Disneyland, you can go to Paris, you go to the moon. I'm going to go 10-pin bowling.
I'm with this kid, right? Keep it simple, man. The moment you go back,
very well said, Jim.
50 years, you're living in an era where, as soon as you eat anything or drink any water, you're probably going to immediately become gravely ill from all the microbes that are in all the water and shit.
I was still under the impression that we were being taken on a tour, but regardless,
this tour is shit.
I'm just saying, you don't know the language at all. You have no way of knowing where you're going to go. You have
but
no.
Like that's what it's like when I go to any place in the world. But if I'm on a tour, it's fine. I just point to something.
They'll keep
you
safe.
Use American dollars.
Yeah.
You'd be the worst tour guide ever.
I'd be like, guys, you're all fucked.
Let's just stay in the airport. I think we can leave here for 2 weeks. It's fine. Yeah.
Oh dear!
You're gonna have like the
you
worst.
You brought this upon yourself.
We're all gonna like tour, and we'll be like, "Man, I saw these cool knights battling." Jack will be like, "I spoke to Jesus." Jack will be like,
I saw Star Wars at the drive-in.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's awesome.
I was in the Garden of Eden, boy.
Yeah, I saw Patrick Swayze on the telly and he was like 30. Fantastic.
Yeah. I watched Red Dawn at the premiere.
Jim will be like,
I wore denim cutoffs in a non-ironic fashion.
It was like the worst choose your own adventure everywhere. Where would you like to go? You die.
Yeah, exactly. You go to Eden, the flaming sword smites you. Damn it. Where can I go?
What about
the 80s, yeah. Maybe the 70s.
The 80s are the safest.
Act too gay.
80s are the safest choice that I didn't actually live in as an adult.
Getting food, I think, is legitimate.
But do you know what there is? There's Jesus.
Yeah, I have Jesus. Fair enough if you go back.
There's no parable of the toilet paper and soap and running water, is there? I'm just saying. That'd be nice.
Wait, can I just make sure this? Are you saying that you wouldn't go to a really bad motel without running water to see Jesus?
I'm saying I wouldn't risk dying before I even got to see Jesus.
Zedge, I'm sure.
Okay. I'd just like to thank Gunther, our single lone listener out in Germany. And I hope, you know, as you sit there and what I can only presume is a mountain of chocolate, that we've in some small way helped you realize the plight of Yvonne, the cow that wants to be a deer, and not offended you much. Please tell your friends about us. Triple, maybe even quadruple our listenership.
Gunther, this one was for you. Guten Tag, mein Freund.
Gunther episode.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Guten Tag.
Tschüss.
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 What?